invited to take control of the airwaves, just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, there's certainly been a lot of bad stuff going on in this country, and it's easy to report on all of that because there's no shortage of it. But there are some trends that are in a positive direction, if very slowly positive direction. And one of those trends is it seems like marijuana might be becoming a little bit less important to certain governmental entities. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot. We've certainly seen that there are, what, about 14 states that have the medical marijuana provisions.
I think that's the number.
That they've passed, and so that's very good. I believe Alaska still has some sort of level of decriminalization for possession for recreational purposes. We know that Massachusetts just recently passed decrim. They are down to a $100 fine, which is pretty much an unenforceable fine, so people haven't been paying it.
At one point, Ann Arbor was a $25 ticket for possession under a certain amount. Denver.
Yeah, Boulder, I think. Colorado is relatively lightweight as far as punishments on that issue go.
I imagine you've got to be trying really hard to get arrested for marijuana, period, in California.
That's true. And even the federal gang has claimed that they're no longer going to be prosecuting in states in which the medical they're not going to be prosecuting medical marijuana providers unless they're allegedly breaking state law or something like that. Yeah. So they've backed down ever so slightly. But there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that I thought was worthy of bringing to your attention because it just kind of points out that it's not just happening in this country. In fact, we saw earlier this year there was a story out of Mexico where they had legalized, or rather decriminalized, very, very small amounts of possession of various different narcotics, not just the not just cannabis, but all kinds of stuff. So the story from Mexico City, Wall Street Journal, in the 40 years since the U.S. President Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs, the supply and use of drugs hasn't changed in any fundamental way. The only difference now is that there's a taxpayer bill of more than $1 trillion. A senior Mexican official, and I might actually add to that the millions of Americans that have been put in jail cells, that's also a difference. But a senior Mexican official who spent more than two decades helping fight the government's war on drugs summed up recently what he's learned from his long career. He said, "The war is not winnable." Just last week, Mexican Navy Special Forces swarmed a luxury apartment tower in a central city and gunned down Arturo Beltran Levaya, a drug trafficker whose organization helped smuggle several billion dollars worth of cocaine and marijuana into the United States in the past decade, according to the DEA. Within days of his death, Mexican officials were already trying to guess which of his lieutenants would take his place. Almost no one expected the death of Leyva, to slow down the business of drug trafficking or the horrific drug-related violence in Mexico.
Good. I'm glad that they aren't under the false, idea that, in fact, they doing something about the war on drugs by taking down one of these big guys.
So why do they even bother? Just because it's fun to shoot people?
That's what they do.
So they didn't believe it would slow down the business that has claimed over 15,000 lives in the past 3 years in Mexico, the drug-related violence down there. On Monday, hitmen gunned down several family members of a Mexican naval officer who'd been killed in the Beltran Leyva raid. Four people have been arrested in connection with the killing, though Mexican authorities say the hitmen are still at large. Growing numbers of Mexican and U.S. officials say, at least privately, that the biggest step in hurting the business operations of Mexican cartels would be to simply legalize their main product, marijuana. Along the world's most popular illegal drug, marijuana accounts for more than half of the revenues of the Mexican cartels. Economically, there's no argument or solution other than legalization, at least the marijuana, said the top Mexican official matter-of-factly. The official said that such a move would likely shift marijuana production entirely to places like California, where the drug could be grown more efficiently and closer to consumers. Mexico's objective should be to make the U.S. self-sufficient in marijuana, he added with a grin. He's not alone in his views. Earlier this year, three former Latin America presidents, known for their free market and conservative credentials, Ernesto Zedillo of Mexico, Cesar Gaviria of Colombia, and Fernando Henrique Cardoso of Brazil, said government should seriously consider legalizing marijuana as an effective tool against the murderous drug gangs. So you've got some, you know, former Latin American presidents here that are coming out of the closet saying it's time to end this war on drugs. You've got a top Mexican drug enforcement official that is coming out privately. He's not being named, but he's saying this needs to end. The biggest problem is that there are a lot of people in the law enforcement community who share these feelings, who share this understanding, who have been on the enforcement side of this war on drugs for so many years, and they've come to the conclusion that what they've done hasn't actually stopped drugs. In fact, despite what the first paragraph of this story said, things are worse now than when the war on drugs started because we've got crack cocaine and meth. And it's arguable that both of those products would not have been produced if there were never a war on drugs. So you could point out that things are worse now because of the war on drugs.
You know, I've heard this that argument before, and it's certainly true that they have come around while the war on drugs has been going on, but it's difficult to say whether the marketplace will definitely provide more efficient and lower cost merchandise to people who want it. So these things are more efficient, means to get high in the ways that the people that use cocaine and methamphetamines want to get high, and they're less costly. So it may very well be that these things might have come around anyway. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure crack, my understanding, crack came out during the 1980s cocaine crackdown that
sure
they had,
sure,
where there were shortages and things like that, and so there were certain pressures that were put on the illicit market that resulted in that coming out. That's my understanding.
It's true that did occur. It's just I don't know that it's that one can even make the assertion. I don't know that one can fairly make the assertion that they wouldn't have existed otherwise. And you weren't really making that. You're just saying that one could. Say that. But I just don't think that one can.
So you've got various different people coming out here saying it's time to legalize, at the very least, legalize marijuana. And of course, well, if we had our druthers on this show, we'd like to see it all fully decriminalized.
Not because so much that I want to see America to become a drug haven, but in fact, I don't think that'll happen because I don't think that the war on drugs hasn't really resulted in more people or fewer people doing drugs. It's resulted in about the same amount, just a lot more people going to jail, lot more tax dollars being spent on both the policing and the incarceration of these people. What I'm concerned with is the amount of violence that surrounds drugs, and that violence's impact on my family. People think that if you suddenly legalize, there'd be lots more violence, but it's not true. There wasn't that much violence surrounding drugs prior to the war on drugs. The violence was really surrounding alcohol during the times of prohibition. Prohibition causes violence. Drugs don't. I mean, with the exception of PCP, we all hear terrible stories of that particular drug. I don't know anything about it, but I'm willing to deal with the horrors of PCP in order to get rid of the horrors of crack cocaine.
I've seen people on PCP and they seem fine.
I don't know anything about PCP.
I don't really know much about it either, but I've never. I'm surprised you've even seen people on it. I've been in the.
I went to public school.
Okay, well, I've been in the counterculture for a while, and I've never come across it. I've come across plenty of people that like cocaine, but. And other drugs, but never PCP. They were doing it at school?
Yeah. Well, they were high when they came.
That's amazing.
I've heard of it. A friend got it, supposedly believed that their marijuana was sprinkled with it, but I don't know.
Isn't that... Some people would say that the marijuana, those claims that marijuana has been dusted with stuff like PCP is ludicrous because it would only increase the price of the marijuana.
In this particular case, it was somebody was babysitting at someone's house and found their stash and then smoked their PCP, so there wasn't a profit motive. Maybe that person wanted PCP dusted marijuana, found their marijuana, and maybe they wanted PCP dusted marijuana.
There is that possibility.
Yeah, I don't know.
The toll free number here is 800-259-9230.
But if it was a friend babysitting, you know how long ago it was for me.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can can bring up whatever's on your mind. A little more about the Mexican officials and what they have to say about ending, at the very least, the war on pot. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us, including our updates. You can go and get signed up and be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month completely free. That's HostGator.com.
All right, we're going to come back, if we get a chance, to the drug war story. Let's go instead to your phone calls about what you want. We'll start things out with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
And you know what you call it when the voters vote on whether to legalize marijuana or decriminalize marijuana?
A vote?
You call it a referendum.
That's cute.
Anyway, I was just thinking, you know, some people aren't having any luck getting dates. Like, let's say some guy, the ladies don't want him because he's always in a bad mood. Well, duh, why do they think he's always in a bad mood? Over time, this can lead to chronic depression and stuff like that. And I was thinking, here's something we can do as a society. How about every year we throw this humongous party and everybody's going to have a date except him, and we're going to show it off in his face, and we're going to do it on the night that marks the end of another year when he hasn't had any luck at all. And it's not like we're going to go overboard marking that occasion. We're just going to assemble on the city square, thousands and thousands of us, to mark that occasion with a technician synchronizing the chronometer via satellite against an atomic clock in Washington, D.C., so we can mark that occasion with all the mathematical precision of rocket scientists launching the space shuttle. And at that moment, all of us explode in a massive wave of celebration and start cuddling and kissing right in front of him, and he's the only one that's left out, of course. And then when he can't take it anymore and he says goodbye, cruel world, we can pretend we don't know what he's talking about. Huh? What do we do? You know? But if you should happen to see somebody, let's say that's a tough time to get a taxi, of course, because the taxis are real busy
night. Is it? I'm sorry.
I mean, it's great, though.
Maybe I'm talking about New Year's Eve, of course.
Yes, you clearly, you're clearly talking about New Year's Eve, but who's the guy that can't get a date? I mean, is that relevant to this at all, or are you just...
No, there are some people who just aren't having any luck. Right?
Sure.
Right,
and,
right.
And that would be, you know, like a tough night for somebody in that situation. So, you know, like, one option is if you happen to see them on the bridge, okay, if you still have both feet on the sidewalk, of course you have the alibi that you're just enjoying the view at 1 o'clock in the morning of this frozen river way down there. But if they climbed over the railing, then what you do is you call 911 and bring in some gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to try to seize the guy and force him into a vehicle and bring him to a mental institution to get locked up and drugged, because that's bound to brighten up his day and make him glad to be alive.
Now,
right?
Now, is this actually a story that really happened, or are you just making that up?
Well, this does happen from time to time. I mean, the gun-toting goons, the bureaucrats do seize these people and bring them to mental institutions.
That's true. Attempting to commit suicide is, my understanding, in most places, a crime, which I think is kind of silly. I figure as long as you're going to do it and it's not a big mess for someone to clean up, no big deal.
So what they do, though, is...
I mean, not that you should do it. I'm not saying that you should commit suicide. There's a lot that's worth living for, even if you don't have a date.
But what I'm getting at, though, is some of them, at that moment, they follow the advice on the New Hampshire license plate, and so they jump rather than get taken. Even if they were going to check it out, they see the bureaucrats rushing in there, and so they follow the advice on the New Hampshire license plates where it says live free or die, and that pushes them over the edge. But there's something else you can do. You give them some advice, like, have you tried the internet yet? You know, if you happen to see somebody like that, instead of calling in gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to lock somebody up in a mental institution,
you could sell a hooker.
Have you tried this? You know, if anybody happens to know any of the good dating websites out there, talk to these people. How are you going to find, you know, help them find somebody?
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's one of the reasons why prostitution should be made legal is because, lonely guys would have something to do with.
I agree with him that it certainly does cause a certain level of depression and anxiety and you know, it increases the level of mental illness. There's science behind that.
You mean not having prostitutes around?
Yeah. That kind of pressure and that kind of pressure could be released with that service.
What would happen to I always wonder what would happen to rapes if prostitution were legalized?
I don't know.
Do rapes go? There fewer rapes in Nevada?
The drive behind rape, in most cases, is not sexual.
That's dominant. What they
if
say.
You're talking about forcible rape.
But there would also be prostitutes that would provide some sort of a rape service, like a rape simulation service.
I don't know that that would actually satisfy
the person.
I don't know that it wouldn't.
You may be right. I don't know
you
either.
You have to ask a rapist, I guess.
I don't have any of them around, thankfully, that I know of. At least 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How are you all tonight?
Sounds like Bill in his truck, actually. Hey, Bill. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just made a recent trip to New Hampshire, and I thought it was important for the listening audience of Free Talk Live, those who are certainly not in New Hampshire, and the ones that are still on the fence or don't really have an opinion yet, to hear some of the insight from my trip.
That would be great.
I'm probably the most skeptical guy in the entire world. You know, I have to see something first before I believe it. And if anybody wants to take it from me, after the last 4.5 days that I spent in Keene, I will be the poster child for recruiting people. I can't say enough at enough times.
You know, Bill, I think it speaks well of you and your skepticism to have come here and taken a look at the liberty movement in New Hampshire, because anybody can sit in their state and say, whatever, those people in New Hampshire are nuts, they're not getting anything done, they're a bunch of idiots, or whatever they want to say. But until you've come here and see what it looks like as far as what's happening for liberty in New Hampshire, you really don't, you're nothing but a guy who's spouting off. And I'm very impressed with what's going on, and I applaud you for coming and checking it out.
Well, I'm a hard guy to impress, too. And, what I saw in these last few days, was way above what my expectations were for coming there and deciding ultimately, am I going to go ahead and try to move to New Hampshire or not? It was exponentially above that. And I'm so excited even on the way home, and I didn't want to go make the trip back to Kentucky. In fact, this morning when I got up, staying with some folks, and I needed to be out the door by 9, and it was almost 1 o'clock before I left, because I was just...
Honestly, Bill, if you can hang on, I want to bring you back here, and you can tell us a little bit more about your trip. We got the opportunity to meet Bill, Mark and I. I don't know if, Nick, you got a chance to meet him. Mark and myself, we did, and a number of the other Keeniacs. I was a little concerned before Bill came up. He came over to the Free Keen Forum and posted that he was going to come up during Christmas week, and I thought, oh, man, talk about the worst week to come up to visit.
Yeah. People are going home.
Right. Half the people are gone. More coming up here. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights, and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
1,000 thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. If you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Shrine of Female Listeners involving dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about the Free State Project. Not only are Mark and myself participants in the Free State Project, but they're also a sponsor of the program. And the idea is to bring as many liberty-loving people all together into the same geographic area. New Hampshire was the chosen state. And get them active. Get active for liberty in order to achieve, hopefully, liberty in our lifetime. So if you want to learn more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. As we continue with Bill, who is from Kentucky, and definitely get your window down, Bill.
No.
You do not.
Well, I think the phone is cracking out on me. I guess it's lived its life, but hopefully it will get me through this evening.
Okay. Well, you are here visiting because you are interested in the Free State Project. And as you said a moment ago, you were pretty skeptical. You came up to Keene earlier last week, stayed here for about 4 days. And I was, like I said before, I was a little concerned because you had announced that you were coming up over at the Free Keene Forum at freekeene.com, which is always a good idea to let people know that you're coming in advance. I was a little concerned because most people, a lot of people are out of town. You know, they left town so they could go visit their families and all that. And it's certainly not going to be, in my opinion, it was not going to be the busiest week as far as activism was concerned. But yet, nonetheless, you say you were, your expectations were exceedingly exceeded, I guess.
In more than one way. I was reasonable enough to put into perspective, okay, I'm coming up on the Christmas holiday. I need to be able to anticipate that. So I had my... what I wanted to see. like I said, I'm a skeptical guy in life anyway. So I can't remember, like, I know there's stuff going on in New Hampshire, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it before. But, you know, we'll see. And the first night I was there, the community sort of feeling, I was invited to a Christmas gathering or a party with people that I'd never actually met in person, and they all welcomed me in like I was the best friend they'd had all their life.
Did you find that it was pretty easy to make connections with those folks?
Some of the screen names in real life. And then we're sitting there at the end of the night, and there's sort of an impromptu discussion. Hey, why don't we go to the jail and sing Christmas Carol? And, you know, five of those people were still left, and then another five showed up. And this was within about an hour, maybe an hour and a half notice on Christmas night, you know, with the weather being what it is that time of year. And here's 10 people that drive. And that was another thing, you know, that really caught me off guard was that the jail was not close to anything. It's way out.
That's a 30-minute ride to get to the jail. 23 minutes.
Just goes out of their way to go sing Christmas carols. And at the time, there's only one activist in jail, so it was really geared more towards just, you know, the people that are in jail and saying, hey, you know, we're here for you, even if nobody else was. And that was just, that was the first thing that completely blew me out of the water. And then it just got better from there as I was there. People, you know, popped me around and showed me stuff if I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, it is really a very friendly group of folks. We've got some issues, I think, with your phone connection here, Bill, but I appreciate hearing from you and look forward to seeing you back here when you get up here again to New Hampshire. Thank you for the call tonight.
Have a good night.
Thank you, dude, and have a safe trip. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, coming up here to New Hampshire on Christmas week and having your expectations exceeded, meeting all kinds of wonderful people. There really is a movement here. I was over at the Free State Project Forum today catching up on some old posts, and somebody had posted a thread about, are you guys for real? You know? Wait, is there really something happening up there? Yeah.
Yeah, I think some people may believe that the Free State Project is funding the show so much that you and I are willing to create this fantasy as to, liberty actually being worked towards here in New Hampshire to the 500,000 people that we broadcast to a week. My word isn't for sale for the price the Free State Project sponsors this show at.
Especially considering you don't get any of it.
Right, I get none of it. So when you hear what I have to say about the Free State Project, I'm not even getting paid to do it.
Yeah,
so, as far as I'm concerned, this is the only place that liberty is really happening. I think that there's some places where people are giving it a shot, and I really do applaud them and hope all the best. But,
yeah,
you know, the idea of there being 50 different free states is kind of ludicrous. We've been trying that for a while, and, it hasn't really been going anywhere.
So if you haven't yet, head on over to freestateproject.org. Learn more about this amazing movement of people that just keeps getting better. As more people like Bill decide to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire, that just increases the amount of activism that can happen here. The more activism that's happening, the more videos that are going to go up on YouTube, the more audio you're going to hear, the more stuff is going to go down, the larger the events that go down will become, the more exciting as a result that will happen. That excitement will bring more people to this movement. It's just a process that builds upon itself. It's going to keep getting bigger year after year. And if you're not yet paying attention, there is a Free State Project website. They have a forum there on the front page of the Free State Project site, freestateproject.org. They have some lists of things that are going on in New Hampshire. Freekeen.com is my blog site. We've got several people from here in Keene that are blogging, and Keene is one of the many destinations here in New Hampshire. Blogging about what's going on. So it's one thing to look at the videos and watch the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com, and that's a great way to kind of get a window into the world of the activist movement here in New Hampshire. But it's a whole other experience to actually come out and meet the same people that you see in the videos. It's just something else entirely. And it's just like Bill said, they're like friends that you never knew that you had. They are people who are... they're, a lot of them are on the exact same wavelength as you. I mean, not they don't all have the exact same beliefs, but they generally believe that the government is way too big and needs to be drastically reduced, if not eliminated entirely. And it just it makes it real easy to get along with folks because you don't have to start from zero and try to convince these people about liberty. They're already on board with that. You can make connections based on other things.
Right. The thing that you spend most of your time doing, if you believe in liberty elsewhere, which is trying to convince other people about liberty, that's you don't have to do that.
I mean, there are other people in New Hampshire that are probably going to need some persuasion, absolutely.
Sure, sure.
But you have a ready-made network of people here waiting for you that are basically ready to become your friend. I mean, if you're friendly. If you're a jerk and you don't have any social graces and you screw people over, you're going to find yourself ostracized pretty quick. But if you're an honorable person and you honor your word and you're a good person, you're going to have all kinds of people that would like to be your friend here. So you're not alone when you get here to New Hampshire. Even if you come up here alone, you're not alone as soon as you get to New Hampshire.
The belief in liberty is a moral stance as opposed to other types of political beliefs. The belief in liberty is a moral stance, and most people that do believe in liberty are rather moral people. People and try their very best to live up to their beliefs.
Yes, absolutely. And there have been some exceptions to that. There have been the occasional person that has been outed as being a very naughty person. There was one guy that apparently was stealing from his roommates, and they caught him, and he was outed publicly, and he was never seen from again after that. He disappeared because nobody would want to deal with him after he was outed amongst his community. So it's a great community that is very tight-knit, but also very open as far as letting new people in and getting to know you. It's wonderful. When you get here to New Hampshire, you come up with a moving truck full of stuff. You arrive at your house or apartment. If you announce in advance when you're coming and when you're going to be there, people will be there waiting for you to get there, and they will help you unload. Should you want that help?
It's the truth.
It's there for you. And you'll have an entire moving truck unloaded in 45 minutes to an hour, which is an incredible feat. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll give you some pretty crazy news out of Australia. But first, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free. If you enjoy this program, however, and you'd like to voluntarily support the show, we have a few options for you. One of them is the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can, for as little as $3 a month, get behind this show and help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations across the country. We've got over 60 stations today, and it's mostly because of listeners like you contributing $3 a month and getting perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card. All there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls. I believe this is Ellie. Is it pronounced Ellie in Texas?
Yes, hi.
Ellie,
it sounds so, yeah.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes, you may have made it sound very appealing. So does Catherine Albrecht. I would like to find out about the quality of public education there. I have a small child. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I'll field that question having a child also.
Okay.
New England is very snooty when it comes to education. It's their they consider it the most important thing, and so they spend a great deal on their public school education here. Now, I'm not a big fan of public school education, period. But if you're going to be sending a kid to public school, perhaps New England is the place that one would want to do that. They have some of the best schools in the country up here.
And what about the, I'm also a teacher, what about the job market for teachers?
Couldn't answer that.
That I have no idea. I do know that New Hampshire, and that's what we're talking about here, the Free State Project, moving liberty-loving people to New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, the unemployment rate is lower than the surrounding areas, as I understand it. New Hampshire has one of the lower unemployment rates of the entire country. It also has one of the best economies of the entire country, and that's probably due to the fact that New Hampshire has the lowest governmental burden. Isn't it all the lowest of all 50 states? I believe that's
the lowest governmental tax burden, yes, of all 50 states, but that doesn't mean it's the lowest tax burden on taxpayers of all 50 states.
How does that?
Well, if your state attracts a great deal of tourists, like say Florida does, their taxpayers pay a smaller amount per person there. New Hampshire doesn't have the same draw like Disney World and the Gulf of Mexico.
New Hampshire does have the lowest governmental bureaucrat ratio, as I understand it. As far as people to government bureaucrats,
wasn't for tourism, New Hampshire would be the lowest tax burden.
Yeah. So I think that is probably a big contributor to why the economy is so good.
Well, that sounds great. You've answered my question. What's the drawback? You just make it sound so good.
It's cold.
There's ice on the ground right now.
Right, right. thanks so much. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Yeah,
thanks.
Head on out to freestateproject.org. When you have more questions, there's a forum there full of nice people that are happy to answer all kinds of questions.
Yeah, the three biggest objections to moving for the Free State Project are the weather, family that you have wherever you have them, and jobs. Those are the
right.
People want they want jobs and living arrangements handed to them on silver platters or something like that. But personally,
it takes some effort to move across the country.
I prefer the people that are willing to go find their own jobs and find their own living arrangements, because those are going to be the kind of self starters. And she wasn't one of those people.
You're just
asking some questions. But those are the kind of people that are going to be self-starters, that are going to be active in the liberty movement. So,
toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Nick, tell me a little bit about what's going on in Australia.
Well, it looks like this is happening in one particular city in Australia. Victoria police get extra search powers, and this is coming from smh.com.au, Sydney Morning Herald. A crackdown on drunkenness and violence will continue in Victoria with new laws brought in today, including extra powers for police to strip search people for weapons. Police can also issue a $234, I assume it's Australian dollar, on-the-spot fines for people who refuse to leave pubs and clubs when asked.
Does that mean you have to pay the cop?
That may be. On-the-spot fine.
Know. Well, it makes it sound that way, but I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it does say for anyone who refuses to leave pubs and clubs when asked, it doesn't say you have to be intoxicated or disorderly.
It may mean that they just write it right there on the spot.
I'd say that pretty much anywhere a cop can order you off the property and you've got to go, and if not, bad things are going to happen. So I don't know that that is particularly crazy, but this searching thing?
I'll get into it a little bit more here. The new laws come after the nationally coordinated Operation Unite Police crackdown on alcohol-related violence across Australia and New Zealand last weekend. Apparently, they sync up these campaigns between Australia and New Zealand.
That's great.
Which is odd.
Two national governments working together.
Yeah. Under the new search laws, police will be able to declare designated areas for searches if they have a history of violence involving weapons or they believe such an incident is about to take place.
So if the police officer believes that an incident of violence is going to take place, which means that all he has to say is, I believe that an incident of violence was going to take place.
I've got a hunch.
Well, yeah, it sounds like that is all they have to say, because it says nothing in here about, in the requirements of what the government has to do, it says nothing about getting a court order to designate a warrant.
You know, what always concerns me about this is that the bureaucrats, the more and more laws go sort of to their side, but these police officers work for you and me, and
no, they don't.
They work for the government.
That's
of
the idea,
Victoria.
Oh, it's the idea.
That's the idea, and we, the taxpayers, pay their paychecks, and many police officers
you
go rogue. They do. In fact, they do all kinds of illegal things. So it seems to me that if I have a hunch, I should be able to search this police officer for things that might be cause violence, and should be able to cite him or her for the same things.
That would make you an equal to the cop.
Right. I mean, and that's the idea, is that these countries are of free people, and that these law enforcement officers are imbued with the power of all in order to do their jobs. But
difference between ideas and reality, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the
that's
reality
a nice
is,
idea.
These are the slave masters. These are the taskmasters. Yeah. These are the ones with the whip. If you stand up to them,
or
you
taser.
Will get what somebody who, stands up to a taskmaster gets.
That's right.
Now, apparently, the police will be able to stop and search a person without a warrant in the area, such as train stations or city blocks. The areas will be it doesn't say how large these areas can be. The areas will be designated.
That's up to the officer.
They do have to do this ahead of time. The areas will be designated for a 12-hour period only, and by law must be advertised in a government gazette and newspaper 7 days in advance.
Okay.
It's not quite
as arbitrary.
Yep. Deputy Commissioner Kieran Walsh hopes to have the first designated areas in place early in the new year. He said the increased powers were important because there have been a significant rise in weapons crime in the past year.
Didn't they just outlaw guns?
It's been a while. I think guns have been outlawed for a while in Australia.
This is actually talking about Victoria Police statistics from 2008 to 2009 show that robberies involving knives increased by 9.4% in the last year.
Yes, you'll always see when you outlaw guns, you'll always see an increase in knife crime.
I don't think that guns are completely outlawed in Australia. I don't think it's quite as restrictive as the UK. But they are heavily restricted. It's very difficult to own one.
Don't worry, it's going to happen here in the United States, too.
Perhaps. Opponents say...
either that or the United States government collapses. I mean, those are your two choices.
Perhaps. I mean, to be
fair... What do you see happening otherwise? Give me another option.
To be fair, firearms laws have been relaxed over the last 10 or 15 years in the United States.
Because the lapse of the Brady Bill?
Yeah, there's that.
The assault weapons ban expired. States across the country have relaxed their concealed carry laws. So,
not if you live in a metro, and metros are where most people in the United States live.
You weren't able to carry a gun in the metro 10 or 15 years ago. I said things had gotten better, not things had gotten great. So, I mean, they have, if you look over time at how many states have relaxed their carry laws and things like that, there have been incremental steps overall in the aggregate. It seems to be going in the right direction in the United States as opposed to the wrong direction. So, it's something to be concerned about.
Or it could be the dead cat bounce.
Could be. Who knows? Obviously, opponents of this law here in Australia say that it's undemocratic. I'm not sure that it's undemocratic. It's a law. It was voted for by representatives of the people, supposedly. But that it's a draconian intrusion into civil liberties and human
rights. That it certainly is.
Yes.
And
democracy doesn't really enter into the equation for me.
Well, I wonder if they could get away with that in this country. Because they do have the free speech zones. You know, when the president comes into town, they set up a little penned-off area wherein people are allowed to go and hold signs and chant and do whatever the heck they want to do. But outside of that area, they're not allowed to do that stuff. So it's clear that they're able to just run right over top of the alleged freedom of speech based on the fact that some politician happens to be around. Why can't they do the same thing here with a gun zone or a weapons-free zone where they could say, hey, we told you in advance. We printed it in the newspaper. We said we were going to be here 7 days in advance, and here you are, and here we are. So you don't have a Second Amendment, right? We announced that we were going to rescind that for a few days.
It seems like they could get away with it if they tried. Except for the whole it shall not be infringed part.
Well, yeah, but they infringed it after Hurricane Katrina.
They infringe it all the time.
Yeah, sure they do. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.